Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
All right, breaking news. We are only days away from 40 million Americans losing access to SNAP benefits if the Trump White House does not act now. We are 28 days into the Trump government shutdown caused by Republicans in Congress, and they are deleting documents online to save their ass. I'm not making this up. I want to break it down right now. Make sure you stick around until the end where we bring in our policy advisor to really lay out the stakes. Let's start here. Micah says, the White House now claims it's legally barred from using emergency funds to keep SNAP running. The White House is claiming that they're barred, but journalists discover that this directly contradicts the USDA's publicly released shutdown plan. The White House wants to end SNAP and is lying to protect themselves. So they had a plan released saying that if the government were to shut down, they have a contingency plan. After this was called out by journalists and by people on Twitter, they deleted the plan entirely. Deleted USDA plan once expected to keep food assistance funded during government shutdown. So this proves, this means the White House was caught lying about their intentions. I mean, they were saying, wait a minute, we legally can't do this. But their own document undermined that, and they deleted it. A now-deleted contingency plan shows the U.S. Department of Agriculture once expected to keep food assistance funded during a government shutdown before reversing course in a new memo released this week. The original fiscal year 2026 lapse in funding plan, which is a contingency plan, which was dated September 30th, not long ago, was posted by the USDA, then later removed. The archived page that they found showed the plan would allow contingency funds and allow, quote, core nutrition safety net programs to be funded during a lapse. And a new memo released 3 days ago, the White House directly contradicts that, not caring at all. Over and over, with the big ugly bill, with the government shutdown, they have proven they do not care about the average American. Micah says, the Trump admin is purposefully not tapping into emergency funds to support food stamps, thereby ending food stamps for 40 million Americans. It is going to get ugly. Argentina is getting $40 billion, while 40 million Americans starve. Even Governor Glenn Youngkin wasn't spared. He tried to say, the Democrat government shutdown will cause SNAP benefits to run out. That's what he tries to say. But then again, Micah dunks on him and says, if Republicans care so much about SNAP benefits, why did they just cut them by $186 billion? Let's bring in Micah Irfan, a law student who helps Mockler Media with our policy advisement and our research so he can break down the full stakes. Take a look. Micah, can you break down the gravity of the situation at play?
About 40 million people are about to lose their SNAP benefits because the Trump administration is choosing to do a political stunt. Okay, they've decided, USDA, that they don't want to use emergency funds to fund the food benefits that Americans disproportionately in Republican states rely on. And they're doing this because they want to blame Democrats in the shutdown for this choice. But we know that this is their choice, in fact, because USDA has a publicly released shutdown plan, or at least they did, where they say that they can tap into emergency funds. In 2019, USDA did tap into emergency funds to fund food stamps, but now that plan has magically disappeared, right? As they started to deny this thing that we know that they can do because they want to do this political stunt.
As I showed, it literally, quite literally disappeared. And it's interesting that Donald Trump can, with the snap of his fingers, secure $130 million anonymous secretive donation to keep the military funded. But when it comes to SNAP, all of a sudden, this plan is deleted. There is no contingency plan, apparently. There is no donors who can help the American people. It's just gone. So how do you read this government shutdown? Do you think Republicans are beginning to squirm a bit? Because, I mean, I see people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are just telling the truth about what's going to happen if these subsidies aren't extended. Some Republicans are having trouble hiding it. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson can't step in front of a camera without spewing lies out of his mouth about which party is responsible. Where do you think we are right now?
I mean, this Republican shutdown is a complete disaster for them politically and a disaster for the country. I mean, just recently we saw Mike Johnson on record say that Republicans don't control the House and the Senate because that's how desperate they are to blame Democrats. Republicans, you guys have a trifecta. Okay, you guys controlled the government and you guys decided to shut down the government because you didn't want to keep healthcare around for millions of Americans. That's not popular and nobody's blaming the Democrats. The Democrats are on the right side of this. Americans are seeing their healthcare costs go up. They're seeing the economy deteriorate, tens of thousands of layoffs among major American companies. And they're looking at a Republican Party, which is doing nothing other than picking fights, doing nothing other than trying to persecute their political opponents, doing nothing other than edgy videos from ICE, right? Where they're like brutalizing American citizens. It's not popular. And I think they might actually break.
And to build on that, when they are doing something, it's passing things like the One Big Beautiful Bill or One Big Ugly Bill, in which they cut $186 billion in SNAP. You kind of dunk on Governor Glenn Youngkin here when he says the Democrat shutdown will cause SNAP benefits to run out for over 850,000 Virginians. The gaslighting here. And you're like, excuse me, sir, if Republicans care so much about SNAP benefits, why did they just cut them by $186 billion, right?
Yeah, I mean they want to pretend like they care about the layoffs that are going to happen, like they care about Medicaid, like they care about healthcare, like they care about SNAP. Meanwhile, they're jubilantly cutting all of these things like they did in their One Big Beautiful Bill, like they are right now when it comes to the layoffs, right? They're making announcements about how the reductions in workforce are going out right now and they're firing people en masse. Nobody thinks that they actually are doing this unwillingly. The Republicans online are all praising this stuff. They're talking about how amazing it is that we're finally getting rid of SNAP because they don't think 40 million people should be getting assistance from the government to pay for food. I mean, they've been praising DOGE, which has fired half the government at this point. Their narrative is a complete and total disaster right now. And I think that that's part of the reason why Trump's approval rating, according to some polls, is at the lowest level it's ever been. That's why they're doing this nationwide gerrymandering effort. And they're trying to rig the next election because they know if they don't rig it, they will absolutely lose.
And dude, there's also this pattern over and over where rather than increasing, or rather than making the indicators better, rather than fixing the economy or trying to push us in the right direction, they decide to just remove the indicators. They decide, you know, if we can't see it, if we delete it, then it doesn't exist. They did this with political violence, with data about political violence online. They removed the website. They did this with the job numbers. I mean, when unfavorable job numbers came out, Trump fired the BLS commissioner. Erica McIntyre was the name. I remember we were just researching this. Over and over, they removed the data entirely. This is another case. It says they deleted the plan. They deleted the contingency plan online. They just archived it. It was gone entirely, which is kind of wild.
I mean, they hate transparency because transparency shows their own ineptitude and their own corruption and their own failure, right? That's why, as you mentioned, They fired the Bureau of Labor Statistics commissioner after they got a jobs report that we didn't like. That's why they've been delaying jobs reports, because they're so bad for the administration. That's why they ended a statistic which tracked food insecurity in the United States. Why do we think they did that? Well, they did it right after they cut SNAP by over $100 billion. They don't want you to know what's going on in the economy because it's bad and they're making it worse. And I just find this remarkable. Americans voted for Trump, unfortunately, because they thought he was going to bring about lower prices, because they thought that he was going to bring about a golden age. That's what he promised. And what's so sick is that everything they're doing is the opposite of what they promised. And instead of just letting the American people vote them out peacefully, instead of just saying, yeah, we messed up, and giving the American people another option to vote in the Democrats, now they're trying to rig the 2026 elections. Now they're trying to prosecute their political opponents and silence their opposition, like they're doing with Jimmy Kimmel, like they're doing with the FCC. Because they know that if there's accountability, if there's democracy, they're going to lose power for a very long time.
Thank you, Micah. If you want more Micah or more Mockler Media, make sure to click subscribe right below this video, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Thanks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.